Hello and welcome to Living Hip, a lifestyle brand and podcast which helps you own your life and live your best life. Hi, I'm Pam Geyer. I'm your host and I'm here to walk with you through this thing called life. Let's face it, life can be both messy and magical, and that's the fact. So why not grab hold of your life? Why not own it all? Why not design it in a way that suits you and not the world around you? It is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to step into your greatness. It is time for you to bring along the parts of you that you've been trying to run away from. So we're going to grab our vulnerabilities. We're going to grab our vision and we are going to go and live authentically and unapologetically. Let's do this. Hi, this is Pam Geyer. Welcome to this episode. Today, we are talking about self-care. Self-care is a big, big topic, and we all define it differently. But for the context of living hip, living hip is essentially living your best life, really defining and designing and curating a life where you are happy, not 100% happiness, but where you discover what your joy is and where you create a life where you feel inspired. You surround yourself with people, places, and things that bring inspiration to you. You also are able to feel productive, whether it be work or in your life. And you also, this is a big one for living hip, you feel at peace. So many people are starving to feel at peace. And this capsule with living hip that we create, and we create it for ourselves, it, your definition of living hip and what your formula and foundation would look like might look different than mine. But self-care will need to be part of both of ours. Your self-care may look a little different than mine because we all have different needs and it's based on the life we desire. Okay. But there's a simple foundation to self-care in my mind. And when I create my own hip life, it came down to body, mind, and spirit. So when I, you know, created living hip, happy, inspired, passionate, or productive and peaceful, I literally went through my own transformation. And that was in body, mind, and spirit. So when we look at self-care, we need to consider physically how we feel, our health. We also need to consider mental health, which is just so misunderstood, just overlooked. And certainly post-pandemic, we're learning, you know, we need to get better at this. Mental health is just not one, you know what I mean? You don't have to have a severe mental health issue to look at your mental health. We all have mental health. We all have a mind. We all have to nurture it. And we all have to be aware of the things, whether they're life situations or things that we might be part of us, to accommodate and to care and to build in support and resources so we don't feel alone. You are never alone. So mind health applies to all of us. And it's an assessment. It's an assessment with all of this. And we're going to talk about that. And then your spirit. I think what living hip is, it really is a spirit. It is this, you know, what when people will say, well, what's different? I think for me, what I can offer others is a spirit. It's this energy. It's this feeling. It's this good juju that we all want to feel. And it's this ability to just feel that true joy and happiness each day, to be able to assess, you know, access it in ourselves. So self-care truly needs to, it's a daily practice. And in living hip, it's a big part of living hip. You know, I can't live a happy, inspired, productive and peaceful life if I'm not caring for myself. It just doesn't happen. So when I created Living Hip, I didn't realize it was, you know, at the time I didn't realize that it would become tracks for me to run on. It is a way for us to care for our body, mind, and spirit, and to curate that in a way that, you know, that feels good to us, doing the things we love to do. So self-care, it's funny. Some women think of self-care as like going and getting a manicure and a pedicure. And while that's a nice little treat, it is, you know, that's only like a little bit of self-care, but that's not truly what self-care is. Self-care is truly assessing yourself in body, mind, and spirit, and seeing what in your life is working for you and what is not working for you. It's doing a full-on assessment of your life. And self-care is things such as, you know, time management is a big self-care tool. I wish self-care just came easy and I could just do it. Sometimes I'm in that, you know, I'm just in, it's part of what I do. So, and I really focus on it these days because I want to teach it more in the world. And to me, you know, the way I'm built, if I don't plan, like a big time management is really part of my self-care, because if I don't plan things in, they don't happen. So really looking at your month ahead and your week ahead and building in your self-care. And self-care can mean so many things, but with body first, let's talk about the basics. It is getting exercise. My advice is to do what you love. I used to think, okay, you had to do these grueling exercises or whatever it is, but I don't believe in that. I don't, you know, I think try new things. I think that's interesting. I think a challenge is always sometimes a nice way to work towards something. So I'm not for or against anything. I think we do too much of that. Don't do this, do this. You know what? Do whatever works. That's my advice. But when it comes to your body, this is truly, these are the basics, but these are so important. It needs to be, am I feeding myself well? What am I putting in my body? Is it nourishing me or is it making me feel gross, right? And I think with all of us, we do both of those things, right? I don't know about you, but it's either cupcakes or kale for me. And so when we're aware of our diet, and when I say diet, we're not on a diet, it's just what we eat. When we're aware of what we eat, and a whole foods diet is ideal. You know, that's just ideal, just real food that's nutrient dense, that gives us energy, right? And when you're used to eating that way, it's kind of like, that's what you crave. That's what you want. And it doesn't mean, it's kind of the 80-20 rule. It doesn't mean that you don't have, you know, your desserts or whatever it is that you want occasionally, but you know, that's something to be aware of. What are you putting into your body? Likewise, aside from food is drink. And we don't talk about this, but here at Living Hip, we are talking about it, people. What are you drinking? And drinking is a big topic. I'm not going to get into it, but self-care and what we drink is huge. So when I say what we drink, you know, it's funny, I've worked as an advocate in clean beauty for so many years. And so we teach people the toxins that are in the products they put on their body that go into their system. We are not talking about the toxins in your drinks, and I mean alcohol, that just are messing with your health, with your body, with your sleep, with your hormones. And it's just a topic that we are so far behind on. But clean drinking, in my opinion, is a thing. It is drinking things that you wake up and you feel great the next day. So for me, that means no alcohol in the drink. But for you, you know, to be aware of that, to maybe cut it back or cut it out. And people, you know, in different communities don't like to hear that because, you know, it's either you either drink or you don't drink. And I think someone looking at it, I know when I first looked at my drinking, I didn't want to quit. I didn't want to stop drinking, but I do believe it's important to look at, you know, what it does with your health and maybe taking a break from it. And then, and for some of us who realize, geez, it just doesn't add any value, really making that shift in your life at some point where you're like, you know what, this adds no value for me, and you're better off without it. But the drinking clean, I think, is a big thing, going to be an even bigger thing. And I'm talking about it here because, you know, there's no shame either way, whether you drink or you don't drink. It shouldn't be such a taboo topic. And we should all be able to do what we think is best for ourselves. It shouldn't be such a, you know, such a topic that we can't talk about. So I'm talking about it here. My biggest act of self-care out of every single thing that I do is alcohol-free. And I didn't get there overnight. And I'll talk about this at some point, but I just want to be extremely clear that removing alcohol is my biggest living hip and self-care action that changes everything for me. And that did not happen overnight for me, but it is a big thing because people will do everything in there. They will eat organic. They will eat all the right things. They will exercise, go to the gym, run the marathon, do the race. But alcohol is the one thing they won't let go of. And I understand that, but maybe take a break from it. Maybe do an AF30. I call it AF30, where you give up alcohol for 30 days, but you do it in a way that you're not giving it up and missing out. It's actually, you know, it goes from FOMO to JOMO. It actually, there's so many benefits: better sleep, better skin, healthier body. You lose weight typically. You just, there's clear eyes. Like I just, magical mornings. I call it magical mornings. I love waking up with in an alcohol-free lifestyle. It's just magical. But that's just the topic of, it's not just what we eat, what we drink. And there's no shame in this, whether you drink, and there's no shame if you don't drink. You don't fit in, you don't belong, you don't any of that stuff. That is just so old, and we need to change that in our society, and it begins with us. So I'm speaking up to say you belong. You are, you know, living hip. If you're living hip, you are watching what you're drinking. It's not just, hey, partying like a crazy person. Just because if you're living hip, you're watching, you're caring for your body. And when you're caring for your body, you are watching what you eat. It might not be perfect. And you are watching what you drink. And that might not be perfect. I don't like the of perfection. I like a model of progress. And when it comes to drinking, that has been my experience until I was finally ready to say, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. But that did not happen overnight for me. And I share that because I think that is true for many, that just where drinking's not like a rock bottom thing. I didn't have my bathroom floor moments. I had my stand in the shower against the, you know, like, what the heck? There's, it's got to be better than this. So, so clean drinking is a big part of self-care. And trust me, people think they can't go out without the, oh, they'll give up anything, but no, I need my glass of wine at night, or I need my drinks at night. And I'm telling you, it is unbelievable the biggest lie that that is to yourself and to your health and to your body. It is the biggest lie. You will feel better. You will feel stronger. You will feel more present. You will sleep better. All of it. And it's crazy. So we'll talk more about that, but let's move along on this body thing. It's your sleep. We want to sleep better. So that's always, you know, no technology in bed, like all of those things. I am a work in progress on this. I still continue. Some nights I sleep really well. In fact, last night I was in bed at 8:00. It was so great. But it's, you know, sleep is so, so important. It's important to our hormones, our health, the way everything operates. So make sure it sounds so basic, but it is so important. So what we're eating, what we're drinking, the amount of sleep we're getting, and moving our body, exercising, do the things that you love. And I'm going to add in there walking outside, because walking outside, that can be your exercise, but I think it's something that we all should do at least for 10 or 15 minutes every single day, getting fresh air, being in nature, having the sun on our face. There's just so many benefits to it. So be sure you are walking your way towards living hip. Okay. So replace whatever bad habit. And, you know, this is all habits. Self-care is habits. We have bad ones and we have good ones. I have bad habits and I have good habits. And what I like to do is replace my bad habits with my good ones. So bad habits might be scrolling through technology, blah, 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 blah. And this is still a thing for me and I'm working on it, but I might replace that with going for a walk, getting outside, getting fresh air. It could be, you know, whatever it is, replace your one bad habit with walking. Okay. Maybe it's at night, you have that glass of wine or two, remove it, go out for a walk instead. It will change your life. Walk towards your greatness. Maybe it's you snack at a certain time at night, or you eat, you know, whatever it is, maybe go for a walk, get outside, get your body moving, and you no longer crave that sugar or that sweet or whatever it is. But movement is so important. It is mind health, it is body, it is spirit, it is all of it. So that is just like triple dipping, and getting it all. So whatever you do, walk it out. Walk it out. And walking can be by yourself. I like to do both. I like to get out there by myself. Sometimes I listen to a podcast. Other times I just want to hear what's going on. But that's time for me. And then other times a walk with a girlfriend or with my husband I love it. It's conversation. It's building each other up. It's listening to each other. It's therapy. It's laughing. It's joy. It's companionship. So do whatever works. I love both, and walk it out and talk it out. So talk it out when it comes to self-care is, you know, conversations with girlfriends. Are they healthy ones? Are you building each other up? Are you listening to each other? Are you getting something off your chest? Also, talking it out. Are you in therapy? Or with a coach, do you have a person you can just bounce things off of? So obviously girlfriends are really important when it comes to that, but sometimes it's really smart. I like a support system in place. I like having a therapist that can guide me and listen and really have an objective approach as I live my life, because life is beautiful, but it's not easy. We all have feelings. We all have thoughts. We all have situations. We all have life issues. And when we have someone to hold our hand, and sometimes it's when things are going great, and, you know, someone to reach out to us when things aren't so great, it's just really smart. So walk it out and talk it out. I can't emphasize those things enough when it comes to self-care. Okay, self-care can also be boundaries. It's truly managing your schedule, your life, and what you do. No is a very positive word when it comes to self-care. Be willing to say no. Be willing to set boundaries. Know what you like. Who cares what everyone does? It doesn't matter. So what? You know, maybe you have a friend that loves to be out all the time and is really outgoing, and that's where she gets her energy. Good for her. But if that doesn't bring you joy and doesn't fill your spirit and exhaust you, you need to know yourself and change your ways. One thing I know about myself is I appear to be very extroverted, and like if I am in a group, I will raise the energy of the room. I will get it going. part of that is me having my alone time. I actually like being alone at times. I need to have times where I can regroup, reset, retreat, and restore. And most of us need that in some way. So know that about yourself. Build boundaries. Don't say yes to everything. Don't try to be everything for everyone, and don't try and do it all. We can have it all, but we can't do it all. So build some boundaries emotionally, in relationships, and with your time and your calendar. Okay. And part of those boundaries, make the choice. When you are living hip, you are building a community around you of positive people. If you're around people that are negative, and when I say negative, we all have our negative moments, right? I will still be on the phone with a girlfriend or with my sisters or someone, and we'll talk about something we have to get off our chest. That's normal. But if we're not cheering each other on, or if we're not turning our issues or concerns into solutions, we're not growing. Be around like-minded people. Choose wisely who you spend your time with. I would rather have a small base of incredible women than be exposed to people that just, you know, if they're not in the same headspace you are, you need to find new people. My famous saying is go where the love is. And what that means is surround yourself with people who truly have your back. They build you up. They believe in you, and you believe in them. You're not competing. You're not, you know, they're not feeling jealous and angst and all of that BS, because you know what? That, you know, life is way too short for that. Let's cheer each other on. Let's fill each other up, and let's be inspired by one another. Those are your people, and you go where the love is, where people appreciate you as much as you appreciate them. That's how you live your best life. Okay. And the self-care obviously comes down to daily rituals, what you do with yourself. I love rituals and routines. I have my morning routine. I have a little bit of an evening ritual. And now that I'm an empty nester, I'll be honest, it's much easier to do than it was when I had children at home. But I've done these things throughout the years, so this is not new. I just have more and more flexibility. But be sure you build in your rituals that bring you joy, that fill your heart, they fill your cup, they fill your life. I'm going to name a few tools. And these are, you know, we all should have a toolbox. Okay. We all should have a toolbox, and it's either a self-care toolbox. It is a hip life toolbox. It is a, you know, a wellness toolbox. It is you living your best life. What's the toolbox? It is, you know, a kit that, you know, that you build based on what works for you. And some things I firmly believe in gratitude. I think that's something everyone should practice, a gratitude practice every day, writing down the things you're grateful for, both big and small, sharing that with others. That can change everything. It shifts your attitude. And simple joys every day, okay? We need to stop thinking the destination is the happiness and the journey. There's no destination. We never arrive. We don't arrive. This thing called life, it is just picture the infinity loop, that figure eight. And we're going and going, we're flowing with it. And it's not about where, even though it's nice to have a vision, it's not the destination, because we never arrive. It is living with grace. It is living with love. It is living with hope. It is living with peace. It is living with joy. And guess what? Life happens. Boom, boom, boom. It's being able to rebound, be resilient when the booms happen, because the booms are always going to happen. Life's always going to happen. And that's just life. That's how it is. But the better we take care of ourselves, the better we rebound through the booms. The better we navigate through the challenging times. Doesn't mean we don't lose it. Doesn't mean we don't cry. Doesn't mean we don't have a meltdown. Doesn't mean we don't have a bad day. I do all of those things. We're human. That's part of the human experience. Living hip is a whole human experience. Some people say, oh, I don't believe in happiness or the fake happiness or the whatever, they think happiness is like a bad word. Bullshit to that. We need to choose happy. It is part of what we deserve and who we are. And happy is not this state of nonstop joy. Happy is within us all the time, and we can access it all the time. We're not on a destination drive at happiness. Happiness are the simple joys we feel every day. Happiness is our spirit. And the more we ignite the spirit within, and the more we look at things through grateful eyes, the more joy and happiness we experience. And yes, we have the sad too. And yes, we have the bad days too. And yes, we fall down, and that's okay. But guess what? We always get back up. And when we're living hip and living intentionally in this way, we are resilient and understand what tracks we're running on. So it comes with compassion. It comes with grace. It's this balancing act. Okay? We're not one or the other. We're whole. We are whole humans. We've got vitality. We've got vision. We've got happiness. We've got joy. We've got peace. We have vulnerabilities. We have setbacks. We have fear. And we nurture that with love. And we step out with courage. And we are brave. And we step forward. And we continue walking. So walk with me on this self-care journey. It is never about perfection. That doesn't exist. That's what messes most people up. It is always about progress. It is always about teamwork. And it is always about you being good to yourself. And in that spirit, you bring that goodness to the world. And this world needs you more than ever. So be good to yourself. Be good to the world. This is Pam Geyer. I'm so glad you joined us. Cheers to your. All right. Well, thanks guys for listening in to Living Hip. This is your host, Pam Geyer. I love that you're listening in and you're part of this movement. So Living Hip is a lifestyle brand. It's about you living the life that you desire and dealing with your discontents. It's a little bit of both, right? But beyond that, it's about women rising up, being better to themselves and being better to each other. Because I'm convinced when women take better care of themselves, show up as their authentic self unapologetically, and support each other in a positive way and build each other up, we will be unstoppable. And that is the movement. And I'm so glad you're here. So thanks for listening in. To learn more information about any courses or membership with Living Hip, you can go to my website. It is livinghip.com. Thanks.